Today is Monday, April 21st, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Rendering Day. It's also National Yellow Bat Day. It's National Chocolate-Covered Cashews Day. And it's National Kindergarten Day. There you go. Rendering, as in not 3D modeling rendering, but rendering fat is what this looks like. I'll just take a look at this. North Americans consider roughly 50% of an animal inedible. This leaves a lot of leftover material that ends up as food waste. On National Rendering Day, we learn about how we can eliminate that waste, what rendering means, and why we use the rendering process. What is rendering? In short, rendering is recycling from that 50% of the animal we don't eat. Rendering reclaims the otherwise wasted material, such as protein, bone, and fat, and even includes used cooking oil from restaurants. The rendering process safely, hygienically, and sustainably processes that unused material, the meat we don't eat, into new products and goods so nothing is wasted. When we render material safely and hygienically, we process the material in a sustainable and safe manner. In addition, we convert what would have been food waste into material for use in new products. So, it's like, I guess it's like making hooves into Jell-O. Is that a thing? Although I think those are horse hooves, aren't they? I'm not really sure. But there you go. Rendering. I know on the all the cooking shows that we watch, they will say render down your fat. And which usually means let it cook down and melt and get all good, basically. So as we always do every week, we did have a weekend, so we can go ahead and start talking about that. Maybe we'll finish, maybe we won't. I need to record two episodes right now because basically I have rehearsals this week, and Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, I have rehearsals. And then Friday, I also have a performance on Friday evening. So I am fully booked up except for Wednesday. I do have Wednesday off this week because normally we would have a rehearsal at church, but because we just had Easter, we are not doing a rehearsal this coming Wednesday. And so at least I get that one day off. So Friday night we recorded the mix, and oh my gosh, you guys, there were so many. I know Fatty's probably going to use this on his show, or he'll talk to Larry Vader about it on Little Fatty Cast, and I'll hear about it because I do listen to Little Fatty Cast. He will probably bring this up, but we had so many issues. It started with me, and this, I just want to clarify that having technical issues on a live show does not mean that we do not know about technology or know how to use anything or anything like that. It means nothing as to our level of knowledge and level of professionalism. However, because most podcasts that have a live show would have a producer, because it is difficult to do everything that Daniel and I do in a live show. We play all of the music live. We play all of the voicemails live. We play all of the sound effects live. We play the trivia questions. I have written a program that I have a UI for the trivia that goes in the video. So I have to pull that up. I'm video switching. We're streaming to audio and we're streaming to video. There are so many things going on. I just want to call that out. And I know Fatty's joking, but I just want to call that out, because there is a lot going on when we do a live stream. A lot of moving parts and variables that can go wrong. And they did. Again, I'm so like, it's like, oh my God, Adam, just get organized before you do the show. So one thing was, I did not look to see how much space was left on the hard drive that I used to record the video. And so we were about an hour and 20 minutes into the show, and it was telling me it only had 5 minutes left. And we probably still had 20 minutes worth of show left to go, and I could tell based on where we were in the show. And so I was like, okay, Daniel, we got to pause because I don't want to, because video editing is a pain in the butt if I don't have the switched video, the video that I've done live. So I was like, we need to pause. So there we go. There's the first thing that went wrong. So I had to pause, delete some stuff from that hard drive, reattach the hard drive to the video switcher, and then hit record again. So that meant I had two different video segments that I had to figure out in the editor, which gives me, it takes me longer to edit then. It took me about 2.5 hours to edit. And normally it's less than an hour. So it doubled my time. But then, because I recorded Throwing Down Tuesday before, my audio sources always get jacked up when I do Throwing Down. And I had not tested it before. And so I start to play the birthday songs for Daniel and he can't hear them. So that's another thing I needed to cut out because we did some troubleshooting. When I finally got it working, the track that they were playing on was the same track that Daniel was on. So I couldn't use that track. So I had to go back and re-record those audio clues and put them in manually into the thing. I had to, and then the last thing that happened was the computer that I bring Daniel's video in on has been doing weird things and go, not the screensaver, but it will just go to sleep at some point. And even though I've got a Zoom call going on it, it will just go to sleep at some point and I will completely lose the video from it. And so, and I'm sure this is something that I can figure out. It's probably a setting and it wasn't doing it before. So I don't know why it's doing it now, but regardless, it's done it the past 2 weeks. So I'm going to have to figure out what's going on because when that happens, I then have to pull in the Zoom video recording and use that. And so, bottom line is, we had so many issues. And I needed to fix as many of them as I could in the recorded version that we put out because we want that to be high quality. The audio will be a little bit higher quality than the video because the stitching together of the video is not seamless. You can tell where there's a jump cut or something like that. So that'll be a little weird, but for the most part, I got everything in. There's one audio clip that I left out because I just didn't have anywhere to put it. I didn't have video for the for that audio, basically, and so I just didn't play it. But I think it's going to be fine on the live recording. Or on the recording that I release. So that is rendering right now. Not like fat. There we go. There are so many uses. Rendering, like a 3D model. Rendering audio or video. Rendering animal parts that you want to save. All of these different definitions of rendering I'm bringing into this show. So it's rendering right now, and I'm using this time to record this show for you guys. So just a programming note, next week, Monday through Thursday's shows. Actually, let me think about that. I don't know yet. Either the whole week will be Daniel. I think it's going to be the whole week. I technically am back home on Friday, but I'm thinking I can just give him the whole week and I can take a week off. Because I'm running out of things. I'm really running out of things to say to you guys and new content. So I feel like a week will kind of refresh me and maybe I can come back and I will definitely have some stories from the conference. So I'm going to have to, every day I'm going to have to take notes or something of what happened so I can have some content to bring back to you guys. But anyway, so you'll probably get the whole week with Daniel. So look forward to that. That'll be next Monday. I think that's the 28th maybe, or the 29th of April. So anyway, we recorded the mix. I did order Whataburger because I just couldn't help it. And I got Whataburger and watched a show. and relaxed. I think I watched Star Trek Voyager. I've restarted watching that again. I don't know why. There are so many shows that I could be watching that I haven't seen yet. And here I am going back to Voyager. But it's just, I'm getting a little bit tired of TV, but I really always like to have the TV on in the background, even when I'm working or something, just so I have some noise, or a podcast. I need either TV or a podcast. And so Voyager is one of those things. I've seen the episodes 3 or 4 times a piece. And so I can just turn it on and I'm not going to miss anything because I've seen them all so many times. And so I don't even have to pay attention to it. So I was eating my little midnight snack or whatever. I was watching that, falling asleep because I'm tired, but I just have to kind of relax a little bit so I can get in bed and go to sleep. I get in bed and we're under tornado warnings. Watch or warn. It's the worst one, whatever the worst one was, because they think a tornado actually touched down. Is that a watch? I think it's a watch. So our phone, I get in bed about 1:15 and I hadn't even gone to sleep yet. And our phones start, you know, the emergency alert sound. And so, and there's rain and battering the windows. It is so loud. We have an antenna because we don't have cable, but we have an antenna. So we turned on live TV. And of course, Darby Bybee, our weatherman, was talking to us and saying, now people in Bethel Heights want to get in their safe zone right now. So we, for about, because that was, no, I guess that was 1 o'clock. That was right around the time that I got in the bed. So, and they, there was a watch until 2 a.m. and I was in bed about 1. So Mark and I both woke up. He turned on the TV. We were up until after 2 a.m. And then I couldn't get to sleep. Well, I'm going to have to end it here and finish that tomorrow. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.